remember exactly what they tried, but it was wacky and it didn't do any good. It only gave Satan more access to my life. I quit after a while. Went to a chiropractor for a long time, off and on. He tried everything. I let him, including acupuncture. Nothing really helped. His office sits full of statues of Buddha. Sometime around 2011, I started going to another place for esodynamic treatments. They helped me quite a bit, and I was hooked. Going every 2 weeks at least until spring of 2015. They got you to lie face down, then they held your feet and moved them a bit and could tell where your back was out or what organs weren't working properly. Then they snapped along your muscles to adjust you, even claiming to be able to adjust your mood. In 2010, I started developing food sensitivities, first lactose, and also soon started using spelt and baking to avoid wheat. We married, and I started trucking because of my backache, my bad back. My energy levels were low. Through the years 2010 to 2015, I was just barely functioning. My health was getting worse no matter what I tried. I was depressed to the point where I wondered if there was any point in life. I had been baptized and wondered what was right, but had no power to rise above sin. I was trapped in immoral thoughts and depression and ill health. In the winter of 2012 and 13, we went to see a doctor. He tried finding problems in your body by running his hands over you, but a few inches away. He also did muscle testing for food sensitivities. He sent me for blood tests for food sensitivities. It came back saying I shouldn't eat dairy, beef, eggs, gluten, and a host of other foods. That began 2 years of watching what I eat at all times. I still didn't get better. In the spring of 2015, my brother went for counseling. He had also gone to the Esodynamics people and had been previously convicted that they're into evil. So he asked about it, and he got warned how serious this stuff is. They were helped to rid their lives of it. I was then warned and became very upset and depressed. I saw them as my only hope to ever get better or even to keep going. Eventually, I did quit going and started at another doctor that spring yet. He found that my tailbone was twisted out of place, probably from the tractor rollover. And to get it to stay in place took a long time. But now, a year later, it is quite good. Sometime that summer, we were given the Door of Hope, Take Back Your Life CD set to listen to. I read the books, This Present Darkness and Piercing the Darkness by Frank Peretti. This stuff really started opening my eyes to the spiritual world. Later, I found the book Gripped by a Dark Hand by Paul Weaver. This book explained just how evil it is to seek healing through occultic means. It explains that to seek healing through witchcraft actually enters into a level of worship, and this is an abomination to God. When we look to God for our help, he is worshiped and glorified, but when we look to Satan for our help, we worship and glorify him. He also teaches that you need to verbally renounce anything you are involved in. I took this seriously and started repenting and renouncing and getting rid of all my evil stuff and evil thoughts. And God reached down and gave me a new life, and I was born again. Since that, I have known victory in my Christian life that I didn't know was even possible. I was also healed of every food allergy I had and now eat normal again. I hardly remember ever having been this healthy and having this much energy. Also, my mind is clearer now, and I can think clearly, and the depression is gone. That individual also told me that he used to have back problems, and his back is completely healed. In fact, that person is sitting here today. It referred to the words in Deuteronomy 18. And I'd like to read those verses 9 through 12. When thou art come into the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee, thou shalt not learn to do after the abominations of those nations. There shall not be found among you any one that maketh his son or his daughter to pass through the fire, or that useth divination, or an observer of times, or an enchanter, or a witch, or a charmer, or a consulter with familiar spirits, or a wizard, or a necromancer. For all that do these things are an abomination to the Lord, and because of these abominations, the Lord thy God doth drive them out from before thee. But there's some things I need to know. Is there really? It's kind of nice to know if your wife is pregnant, or if she's going to have a boy or a girl. Oh, I just read the horoscopes for fun. Really? What about finding things like water pipes, oil lines, electrical wires buried in the ground? What about some healing practices? We do need to do what we can, don't we? Some of those things that I just talked about is what God calls profane. He calls them an abomination. But there are times when they are called important.